name is Alex, and I am English, but I live in Mexico. I live in a place called Guadalajara, which is in the north of Mexico, quite near to Puerto Vallarta, which people may have heard of. I am a secondary school history teacher, and I am a TEFL teacher. I teach English as a foreign language in the afternoon and to a variety of different students here in Mexico.
Okay, how long have you been teaching in Mexico, Alex?
I have been here for 4 years. I've completed 4 years. This is my 5th year. I came here originally to be a history teacher, but I found that the need for English was much, much, much more pronounced than the need for history. So what I did was I taught English as well as history, and slowly I've moved more and more into teaching English rather than history.
Can you tell me a little bit about your English language students? How old are they? What are they like? And what kind of level do you find them to be?
Well, I have a whole range of different students. It's really wonderful because I can go from one class of teaching an 8-year-old little boy who has no English at all to I have a his father who's very, very good at English and quite an advanced student, but just wants to speak English and wants to have lessons which are much more based on news stories and things that current events that he can use in his line of business. I teach in a school every day. And I teach this year, I teach advanced children. So my children are aged between 9 and 12. And they're called advanced, but actually they're probably about an intermediate level. Some are very, very good. Some have some difficulties still, but they are able to communicate fine. I teach some private classes which are to adolescents. I teach mostly children because that's the majority of the students that want to learn here. But also I have lots and lots of different business students who, being in Guadalajara, they need English to help them with their business, and being so close to the States, they use English every day. So I have a whole range of different students, which is just wonderful.
Can I just take you back to something you mentioned right at the beginning there? You said you teach an 8-year-old beginner. How do you do that?
Well, it's very difficult. We use lots and lots and lots of pictures, and a lot of repetition. I have lots of games. I love to play games with him because he finds it very frustrating that he can't get his message across. Obviously, sometimes he just gets really annoyed and he speaks to me in Spanish. I do understand Spanish and he knows I understand Spanish, but we really try to keep the lesson in English as much as possible. We use lots and lots of pictures. We use games. I've got a magnetic hangman game, which he absolutely loves. We've played games using the verb to be. We've played games like Who Am I? We've stuck names on our backs and tried to work at who we are. It's very strange though to ask him a athlete or an actor, and he's only 8, so he finds it really difficult to think of somebody that I know as well, because I'm a little bit older than him. But we can do well with athletes, so we work on his strengths, his interests, and we just do lots of repetition. At the moment, there's very little writing because the most important thing is that I build up his confidence. That's the most important thing.
Okay. And you mentioned that business English, you've got some business English students. How important is English to Mexicans?
Vital, absolutely vital. I have one lady who she's in her late 20s and she works for a company which deals with people in China and deals with people in the United States. And of course, the language of communication is English. And so she has to be very good at English. I have another couple of students who a lot of their business is done through the States. We're so close to the States here that it's only a few hours flight away, two, 3 hours flight away to Atlanta. So it's very, very a close neighbor for us, and obviously that's where a lot of the money is. Lots of people here are quite keen to learn English, not only for their negotiations, for speaking on the telephone, but also in terms of emailing. They also quite often have to visit the States, and just things like culture and how do I introduce myself and what gestures do I give? Do I kiss them on the cheek or do I shake their hand? So there's a lot of cultural parts to the business English as well.
As a new teacher, if I were coming to Mexico, what's the one piece of advice you would give me?
Obviously, like any new teacher, try to be enthusiastic, try to speak as much English as possible. One of the things about Mexicans is that they have a lot of English. They get a lot of English from the television. So to speak to a native speaker is absolutely fantastic for them. And also to speak slowly. So many people I have met who I teach love to have an English teacher, somebody from England, because we speak much slower than the Americans in general, and we also pronounce our words with much more care. So they're very keen to have somebody who thinks about what they're going to say and says it slowly for them.
That's really, really helpful information for any new teacher, I think. Just speaking slowly and making sure that you're able to communicate effectively. I
And
just
bring games as well. The games are fantastic. It's very expensive here too. I create a lot of my own games. I create a lot of board games and I create lots of different games to go into the classroom. But whenever I go back to Britain, I always go into Gamleys or I go into somewhere and I look and I'm like, wow, there's so many English games here. This is fantastic. So yeah.
Okay, and finally, what's the best thing about living in Mexico?
The weather. It has to be the weather. We're very lucky. In Guadalajara especially, we have sunshine every day. So that's one of the best things. And also the people. The people are absolutely wonderful. They are so genuine. They're very true. They don't hide anything. You see what you get here, which is fantastic.
Alex, it sounds so good. I think I probably want to come over there and start teaching myself.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you ever so much for sharing a little bit about what life in Mexico is like with us. That's very kind of you.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, thanks.